This story happened a number of years ago in Romania. Someone was doing business on the black market, and he gave some diamonds called Reuven. Reuven gave diamonds to Shimon to hold on to. After a while, Reuven was caught by the government, and he ended up in jail. And in jail, he had to admit that he has that he deals with diamonds, and the diamonds are by Shimon. And Shimon found out Reuven's in jail. So he figured, you know, if he's in jail, the stomach, they call him with the diamond. They call him that he's dealing with diamonds. And he's probably going to force him to torture him. And he'll tell him that all the diamonds are by Shimon. So Shimon took out from the bag a couple of diamonds. And he hid them. And he figured that Reuven, when he told him that Shimon has the diamonds, he didn't tell him amounts of diamonds, 100 diamonds, 120 diamonds, 130 diamonds. He probably didn't tell him. He says he has a bag of diamonds he gave to Shimon to hold on to. So Shimon took out a couple of diamonds, and so in case they come and take away, they come pick up the diamonds, then they wouldn't realize that some of the diamonds are missing. Kachava. The police came and they took away the diamonds. They didn't realize, they weren't magish at all, that he took any of the diamonds. So now it was in Shusa Shimon. After a while, Reuven was let out of jail. Now the question is, who does the diamonds belong to? Does it belong to Reuven, or does it belong to Shimon? So there's halacha, there happens to be an Erechaim. It belongs to Erechaim Mishpat, but it's an Erechaim. The Mechaba says, and the halacha by Dweike by Shabbos. The Chavis says in Shimon Medalad, Sif Aleph, if it nafla Dweike by Shabbos, if fire happened on Shabbos, broke out on Shabbos, Imhu Balayla, if it's a Friday night, Kaid Masuda, Yachal Hatzo, Kaid Mazan Shoah Sudas. It's allowed to save money, a food for 3 Sudas. If the fire broke out Shabbos morning before you had a Suda, Mazen is allowed to save Mazen Shtei Sudas. And if it's Mincha time, he's allowed to save enough food for 1 Suda. Later on, the Chavis says in Sif Tes, I'm Elachayim by Betzilchem. He could tell other people, save what you want. Kolechad Mazen, everyone's allowed to save Mazen Shal Shudas, allowed to save Mazen Sudas. Echayim Libash, Komayach Libash, allowed to put on all the clothing they want. And writes him, Zeichim Nehefka. If they want the Zecha, if they want the Zecha from Hefke, given Shama Hotzilachem, since he says Hotzilachem, so it means he could, it belongs to you. And Ain writes in this case, or writes in Razin, if they all want to keep it, and they want to return it back, the Kabbalah Schaal, it's a lesson, they want Kabbalah Schaal, what they save, Hashus V'yadim, well, they have a Schaal Shabbos. And if the person who he saved, they want to give him a reward for saving the stuff, he's allowed to, it's not considered Schar Shabbos. That's the Mechaba in Siftes. So Mishabur writes in Sifkan Chavez, important he said, Avo, Im Loi Oma Atzilachem, he didn't say the word Atzilachem, Loi Hava Hefke. He didn't tell him anything, even though he saved it, but he didn't say Atzilachem, Loi Hava Hefke, it's not Siddha Hefke. So Yachal Loima, I could have gotten someone else to do it. Mamsi Yisraeli Anoshim Yisraeli Shem Metzilim Atzman Mamzilimli. I could have gotten other people that I'll save and return it back to me. Gam She Yisi Yochel Hatzah Dein Yehudi. And also I could have Goyim save it. Kamash Kosev Chavod. You can have Goyim save it. So Meila. So the room is to say Atzilachem, and if you don't say Atzilachem, that's what Mishmu says. To be Alacha over here on the spot. And the Maschel given, the halacha speaks out, and it's not compared to Zuta Shayam. What's the halacha zuta shayam? Let's say if a river comes and takes a field or takes something and something is in the yam. So usually something that the yam takes it away, you'll never find it again. So a person's miyayish on it. So the question of the person miyayish, do you say a person's miyayish on such a thing by the fire? So the Mishabur speaks out, it's not daimah to zuta shayam, since he could be matzah ayde acha ayde goy. So the place can speak out, so it's here also. In our case here also. Since the Bailam, the one who's sitting in jail, he gave the diamonds to Shimon, he's not miyayish, the Bailam are not miyayish, because he couldn't give it to other people to hold on to the diamonds, but he gave it to him because he trusted him. So a man who figured that if a Reuben takes away any of the diamonds or hides some of the diamonds, he'd certainly give it back. So in Mela, there's no yish on the diamonds, and the Mechuev, because he hopes that Shimon will turn back the diamonds. And Mela is not miyash from it. And also even further, the Mechavah says, it's later on, so Mishbu speaks out, Neshiyadim Shaloi Mitzoyne Hifkirai. He doesn't want to be mafkid. Because he just wants it, he should hold on to it. Then in such a case, then certainly, he's required to give back a Shabbos Aveda, and Medina, Shimon has to turn the diamonds back to Reuven. But Shechaya, it's Apia Seichel, that's Pashtus. Okay, the same story happened in Tosh Shin Nun. Someone lived in Syria at that time. Syria is an Arab Arab country, and it's a police state, and a Yid lived in a building in Syria, and he saw a police car driving up to his house. And the lawyers in Syria, you're not allowed to have foreign currency. You can't have foreign currency. And he had hundreds of thousands of American dollars. So the police car, he said, please come to his house. So he thought that the police, you know, they might come and they catch him. He could be alone. They could kill him. They could execute him. They could be a long time jail. So what he did, he saw someone's mouthing on him. So what he did, he took all the money he has. You know, he had it in a wallet or in a whatever it is, in a small suitcase, whatever it is. He took it and threw it out the window. So they come to the house. He was on the second, third floor. Threw it out the window. And they came to the house and they searched his house. Top to bottom, they couldn't find any money. And he was saved. It happened to be the time when he threw it out the window, a youth happened to be walking by downstairs. He sees on the floor, he sees all these dollars in a satchel, whatever is in a box or the in a suitcase or whatever it is, he sees all this money there. So he took it. And after a while he found out that he knows who's the Yid who threw out the window. He heard the whole story later, he came to shul, and he heard, you know, the Yid was telling, you know, between each other, he found out. So the question was, who does the money belong to? Does he have to give it back or not? Is it the one who found it, or the one who threw it out the window? Huh?
Shouldn't the amount be a simon?
Huh? He doesn't know the amount. He has dollars this or whatever it is. But Mike threw out the window. He threw out the window. Huh? So, Pashtus, the money, there's no yeesh here. Because it's no different than the case before we had of a Deleika. He threw it out the window hoping maybe someone will return it. He's not me, Yeesh. Who's me, Yeesh? So much about the money. He was hoping you don't pick up a guy who'll have a chmanis on him, his friendly neighbor, pick it up. So soon it's not me, Yeesh. And Mela, he has to give the money back.
He wasn't mafker.
He threw out the window because he didn't think about Hefka. He just wanted to get out of his house because he didn't want to be caught with the money. So again, the halach is mechuyev to return back the money to the bayim. He cannot keep it. Okay, the same story, a little bit different. A woman went to the beach. From beach. She went to the beach. All the women are there. And she took with her a lot of money. She had a lot of money in her wallet. She opened up her wallet. There was a strong wind, and the wind blew out She had $100 bills there. The wind blew out the $100 bills and it went towards the yam. Towards the yam. The wind was blowing it that way. And it started going to the yam and she started screaming, "Look at all the money I lost." There were a lot of women there at the beach over there and they saw what happened. They jumped into the yam and they got these $100 bills. The woman goes over to him, "Can I have back my money?" Say, "What do you mean? You and me, Irish on it. We heard from you. Look, Nebuch, I lost all this money. Right after son and kiss. So it's all Yiddish. It's all Yiddish." So when she asked to turn back the money, they said, "You and me, Irish." And Mela, "We're taking the money. Now the come to ask a shayla, you're allowed to keep it." There's interesting mechaba. The Chavis says, in Simen, Rei Samech Bei, Sifhei, the Mechavis says, "Matze davar shenis yayisha bayil mimeno, if someone found something bayil mi yayisham it, kegayin sh'omru, vayil lich son kiss, I feel that's by Simen, even if there's a Simen, who shall might from? The one who fights can keep it." So Chai over here, the money should belong to the woman who found it. They found it in the Yam. Person was mi'ayish, even though they know it came from her, but she said she's mi'ayish. She said a lashon in yish. Said a lashon in yish. The chayya should be born to all to the ones that people found the $100 bills and the guy from the yam. Chayya should belong to them. However, the lach is not like that. Why? The ice mech in hilcha shayla pekadem perches alach aleph. He says to his side, let's say someone was shame on the money. And the money got lost. Shame, I gave someone money, $1,000. I want you to wash this $1,000. And he lost it. And he lost it. He was carrying it and he lost it. He's a miyash on it. He gave it to Frum Yid. He's a miyash on it. Still, the loch is, the yish doesn't help. Why? He's not the bailam on the money. He doesn't own the money. The money belongs. You need yish bailam. The bailam doesn't know it's lost yet. He's just a shame on it. So bailam wasn't miyash yet. That's what our Samer says. Or let's say he sent a shliach, and the shliach he gave money to deliver money, and the shliach lost it. The shliach, even the shliach is miyayish, the shliach doesn't help, because why you need bishvaylam? So couldn't the case of kachim, that's the das kedoshim, on the shenoch over there in Reisam or Beis, and he says same thing. If a woman loses her chayfetz, she loses her item, or this case we had, $100 bill, and she's miyayish on it, the yish doesn't help. Why? Because she's not that baila, mashakani, yish akana baila. So in Mela, it doesn't help her yish, she can miyayish on it. There's only a shayla, when it's the case, there's a whole shayla, if yish helps on a woman, if let's say, if she's the ikka bring, let's say the husband's winning in kailo, and she's the main breadwinner. So she's really a bailam on such thing on the money. There's a whole machlokes a paiskim in Eben Ezra Siman Pei, and does it choose my rib? You still say such a chesh mashakani ishakan a baila? So the hate of all the bees on choose a rib, it still belongs to the baal. However, Piskachua argues over there. Piskachua there in Sifkan Al brings on Mishnah Melech, he brings on Cholkim. So maybe the person, but in that case where she's the owner of the. She's the main breadwinner in the house, so the one who finds it can say, "Kimli, I hold like the shita is that hold the don't say mashakani shakana baila. If she's the main breadwinner, if it's her money she brought into the house." And same shayla happened with a famous story. Let me finish. With Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan, the story happened that the whole yeshiva world was tumult that time. The story happened that a woman she went to the marketplace. In old times it used to be like Yom Yerid. What's a Yerid? Like the sale, a market day. So everyone came to buy things. She came with money to buy things to do business with it. It wasn't her money, it was her husband's money. And she went to buy things and she lost the money in the marketplace. Later on she found out someone found it. A Yid found it. So she went to the Yid. I want it. The one who found it says, "You and Yayish." It says money. If you find the Yayim, it's right, there's no simon, and plus there's right grain over there. the halacha belongs to me. I can keep it. So they went to Yitzchanan. The marketplace was near Kovna, where Yitzchanan was rav. So Yitzchanan told them that the din is Yish doesn't help. Why? Mashakana Yishakana Baila. So Mela, even though she might have been Miayish, but the husband didn't know about it. Husband's home. He didn't know that she even lost the money. So Mela Yish Lavidaslava Yish. So Mela, the din is the Yish doesn't help. At that time, this story happened in Europe. There were yeshivas and Kovna and so on, tumbling about the story. The Lamaisa, and people wanted to tie him against him, but he held strong. He passed in that Ladinas. There's a famous story that happened in Europe. Yes. By Zuta Shoyam, which case? First case?
By the beach. By Zuta Shoyam, isn't it?
Huh?
The Zuta Shoyam.
But I'm not so sure. If you don't know about it, I'm not so sure. You sure about that?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. I'm not sure.
If she was a single woman and it was her money that was loaned,
then you don't see kosher. Then it belongs to the
finder.
All right, another case. Interesting story. A Yid in America. He lived in a, basically in Namfrum. He had a company, and his company made plastic bags. And it says on the box, 100 bags. 100 bags in a box. And he sold boxes like this. His main clientele were Goyim. So, one day someone came to him, a curve came to him and told him, you know, the Americans are so busy. What do you have to put 100 in the box? Put 95 in the box. Most people don't count what's in the box. When's the last time you buy baggies? 100 bags. When's the last time you count them? No one counts them. So they told him that put in 95 bags. 95 bags. Gezelakim is mutter. Someone told him wrong aloha. Men cry to Agayim. So I made up, put in only 95 bags. Alright? After a while, it's going, no one complains, no one counted the bags, no one complained. So he decides, it's going as good. He's starting to put 85 bags in the box. Yeah? 85 bags in the box. And no one's complaining. No one's makes a live. No one complains to consumer, how you say it, to consumer fraud, whatever it is. No one's complaining. However, he starts having a guilty conscience. Is it Gezel Akum? Is it Toy Sakum? So he came to a rabbi and said, what do you mean? It's Gezel Akum, not Toy Sakum. Then I'm a Chuyto Kam, it's Gezel Akum, it's also. So yes, how do I do tshuva? I sold thousands of these boxes, I sold tshuva. Shaila came to Reb Chaim Kanevsky. So Reb Chaim Kanevsky told him, Gezel Akum and Chuyim to return. So the Eitzah I'm giving you, this Reb Chaim told him, hear this. He gave it them Eitzah, from now on all your boxes, put in 115 bags. You have to make up 15, you took out 15 there, you have to make up from now on, and the box should be 115 bags. You have to mash it, we missed. And he told them, you won't lose on the deal. You won't lose on the deal. Okay? However, the shayla was bought. What do you want to say?
Saying that net mileage gives a kapara, like, because
he did. Well, get it. Okay.
Did he have to be modiya to people?
Didn't tell everybody. The shayla was bought to Yashiv. He disagreed very strongly. He didn't hold the seitzah. Who says the people are buying, the people are going to buy the same boxes again? You know, you buy different brands. Who says they'll buy this brand again? How do you carry the Hashem over here? Who says this people who bought the 100 bags never come? They even once in 3 years they buy such a box. Who says the same people are going to buy it again? So how do you carry the Hashem? He says, he doesn't understand it. He doesn't understand the son-in-law. He doesn't understand it. And Mechai Tainid, there's a shayla, this is the Raisa Leisachonim. Leisachonim. What's Leisachonim? You're not allowed to give free presents. Here, it's a real more chance that a person's gonna get back his own thing. So come down, you give him matanis. Yai mitzvah deraisa. He doesn't understand. Because we pass in Medina, the Nesivets and Shimem Chesiv Kon Alev, there's no Chir Hashem about Goy. And besides, who says that they didn't get it back? So it comes out, you give him a Tonnet to Goyim, you don't know who the Goyim are, you get no Tonnet on her. So Meila, you're giving an extra 15 days in Ishbats. Yai mitzvah loy sechanim. That's what. So therefore, we ask Paskin that the Eitzah of his son-in-law is not a good Eitzah. Yasser beitzachei rabim. The Gemara says, if you don't know how to return back money, yasser beitzachei rabim. What's tzachei rabim? By bench in a park where people sit down. Yasser beitzachei rabim. By means of Chiddush Gadol of the sack, that you find yasser rabim by goyim. Usually yasser beitzachei rabim, the Gemara is in the... They talk about Yasser Rabbi, it's talking about Yid. Yid stole and so on. Yeah, you don't know how to turn. But the Chiddush of him is even by going to say, so by me it's a Chiddush Golo. That's what he passed him. Yasser Yitzchak Rabim, and that's it. So, someone came to Yasser Voyashev, a kasha on his sack. There's a famous Meister with the Chavetz Chaim. Put the safe in the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim, it happened once, everyone knows Chavetz Chaim was a storekeeper, owned a grocery store. So, in Radin, and a guy left over a dog meluach. What's that, a herring? What's dog meluach? A fish? Salt of fish. That herring? Well, dog meluach. That was the story. He left over dog meluach in the store. The Chavetz Chaim was mitzdayer. He didn't know how long to turn back. So each customer, each Goyish customer walked in the store and ran him, he gave him a free fish. He wanted to come Chazor, but he didn't know who to turn it back. So each guy that walked in the store, he says, here, I'm giving you as a present, here's a fish. Here's a dog meluach. So Mela, long run, if all the store, the guy who lived in Radin will come into the store, by that, he'll guaranteed that if he gives all the guy, he'll hit the guy, one good guy who did leave it, he'll get back. So yes, so 1 second. So yes, the Rashi, the Chayim from the Maaseh Chavetz Chaim, you see, call me like that. I, the Chavetz Chaim, would be able to sechan him. He would be able to sechan him. So Rashi then says, no kasha. Since the Chavetz Chaim, each guy walked in the store, and he gave him a dog and water for free, he was a kind Kiddush Hashem each time the guy walked into the store. Because he told each one, it's a possibility you left the fish here. I want to return it. So like that, he's Mekayim, Sef Kasav is Mekayim Mitzvah. If Sef Kasav, the guy will finally get back his fish. And plus, it's Mekayim Kiddush Hashem. So the man is going to listen to him. If a kid is going to Kiddush Hashem. However, in our case over here, with the beds, what kind of Kiddush Hashem is going to be over here? It's not Kiddush Hashem. No one's going to know about it. It's time returning. Maybe the guy will get it. Maybe he won't get it. So maybe then there's Issa, the Raisa, and Lo Sechanim. And that's why the Gemara. I once mentioned a Shir, a famous Yerushalmi and a Medrash. The Raisa was Shimon Shatach. He bought a donkey. And on the donkey there was a necklace with a diamond, pearl necklace, diamonds on it. So he gave it back. I don't know. There's Leis Chanim. Teretz Kiddush Hashem. Because he said Baruch Elokei Deshim and Shatach. So then there's no Leis Chanim because we can make a Kiddush Hashem. But in our case, according to Rashi, you held there's no Kiddush Hashem. So Meila there's Issa Deraisa Leis Chanim. And therefore it's also. However, the Pesach of Yashu is not poshut. Because why? Even though there are Peskim that hold, like the Nesivis, that there's no Chiv Hazor, there's no Chiv of a Heshev by a guy, you know, the same thing speaks out, the Das Kedosh, and Simishin involved in the Amosiv Beis, and also in the Yehuda, Madur Kama, Yerdeh, Peyalof. And the same thing speaks out, Shalomesh, Madur Kama, Chelgal, Kufchul Ches, and Madur Beis, and Chelgal, Sim, Pehei, and Tshuva, Riosid, Norchayim, Sim, Kufchul Agdalot, those Chiva Heshev by God, but there are many Paiskin that hold not like that. They hold not like the deceivers. There are Chashurim, and Shimim Ches, Sivkot Beis, and Shin Samsik, and Avi Paiskins, Shehyad is on the Sivis. Same thing, Adi the Tshuva, Chavis Yor, and Simrain Tess. Same thing, Paskins, Degas Moshe, Chashem Mishvet, Sim Chel Gal, Simen Pei Deis. And same thing, Vice says, from Chaim Kaletsky, from the story. He says, you have a Chila Heshiv on the bags. So, Maisa Ladina, there are many Paskin, that is Nina, you're not over. So maybe you're not over like Sechonim, because you want to return back to the guy. You don't know which guy, so you're Mesupik. So after Sovik, you're not over like Sechonim. So maybe the Psakram Yashiv is not Poshit. However, let me tell you the end of the story. Then the story happened like this. The Bacha from a Tzadik of Chaim Kaneski. What happened like this. He listened to the Eitzah of Chaim Kaneski, and he started putting in the boxes 115 bags. No. Chaim Kaneski told me he should put it out. Yashiv didn't hold that Eitzah. It's like Sechonim. But the Chaim Kaneski should put it on 15. So what happened? That happened that one guy opened up the box and started counting. And he found it was 115. Yeah, 115. And he started to fast. Look, this guy's writing 100 on the box, 115. Everyone started buying from this box. It became a popular item. And he says, he told Reb Chaim, I became a millionaire because of this. So Ladina, I can't tell Ladina, but Ladina, there's what to be said, Chaim. Yes. What one? Yeah. Why is the Kiddush Hashem not at all? Means he gives for no, he gets no gain from it. Okay. But if there's gain for a Bnei Shalom, if someone's a gain, then there's no Lo Yisachanim. Then there's no sin. As long as someone gains. Let's say you're sitting in an airplane. You're sitting in an airplane. And they give out these bags of nuts. They stop giving it, but they used to give bags of nuts, right? You don't like nuts. It's not kosher. You don't want to eat it. Or you don't plan to eat it. So if something is kosher, not kosher, you don't want to eat it. So you have a guy sitting right next to you. You never saw him before. You never see him again. He doesn't know you're even Jewish. And you're giving over a bag. What's the chanim? If you have no, unless it's a Kiddush Hashem or there's some hanoi you get from it. If you don't get any know from it, then you obviously write it as a chanim. If you have no, unless he knows you're a Yid, you make a Kiddush Hashem out of it. You don't make a Kiddush Hashem, it's takasa. But if you have any, if you talk a shalom or any reason, excuse, you get a benefit from it, or Bereshim gets a benefit from it, then there's no way to lose the chanim.
Better throw it out.
Huh?
Better throw it out.
I give it back. That's all.
Well, what if you're going to throw it out?
I'm going to give it back.
What if it's going to be?
No, Baltashkis means.
To avoid Baltashkis?
This Baltashkis is only. People make mistakes. Let's say you have chon left over for Shabbos. So you throw in the garbage. Isn't it Baltashkis? Baltashkis means the Rambam speaks out. And if it's all Baltashkis, take food, you take a step on it. That's Baltashkis. If I take something and I throw in the garbage, I don't want to eat it anymore, that's not Baltashkis. Here's a tale of death, it's machma, but most Rishonim hold, there's no Mr. Ramam, most Rishonim hold, there's no Mr. Batash. That's just Zoni Machis for your dying.
Yeah. You give back nuts to the airline, why is that
not? I don't accept it.
But you looked at it to see if it was kosher, or you were counseling, and then you gave it back.
That's not like Sechonim. That's, you give it back, you don't want it, that's it. They give you a service, you give it back.
All right. You give it back to that one. And I throw
them
in garbage.
What?
If I put that one and I throw
them
in garbage, that's not
Baltashkis? No. Baltashkis is a mashal b'yadayim. Another story. There was a family that wanted to take a taxi. Now the rule is I don't know in America, but as you saw, the rule is you can take up to 4 passengers. And the family of 5. So he said, it's 5, I can't take you. If I take you, I'll get a cross. If the police catch me, and they'll give me a cross, they'll give me a fine. The fines in itself are very expensive. Sometimes they give fines for 500 shekel. Very expensive fine. So anyway, so I can't take you. So the family said, listen, take us. And if the police stops and they catch you, we'll pay the fine. They will count us as a fine. Alright, he took them in, said they're paying. Anyway, taxi starts driving, he starts speeding. going from the Chreis from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. He's speeding, and the police stops him. The police stops him, gives him a speeding ticket. He writes out the ticket, and then he looks inside the car. He sees the extra, against the law. So he gives him a second ticket. One for the speeding, and one for having extra passage. He gave him that cost him 500 shekel. So now, the shahs who pays for speeding, certainly the drivers. But what about the person who's, the family? Do they, who pays the second ticket for the extra person? So they're arguing. The driver says, listen, you promised if I get caught by, if the police stops us, then you'll pay the fine. And the police stop, pay the fine. The other one says, if you want to spread, you'll be stealing. They will never stop. They don't stop for the, but the, now they stop. They saw you this. They give you extra fine. So Shaila was, who's b'chol to pay? And times you, whenever you claim your own class, because if you want to spread, I wouldn't have to pay. You wouldn't have been stopped, and you wouldn't have paid at all. So they asked the Shaila, Rabbi Amrit Steinman. So Rabbi Amrit Steinman paskin. That's Mistava. The ones who are in the car, in the taxi, don't have to pay. Because he's the one that caused it. Who told me you were speeding? You caused it. Because if you wouldn't have gone, driven, you wouldn't have been speeding, they wouldn't have stopped you, and everything would be okay. And he brought a raya from a Gemara, in Bamatzir, that's Sadigimu, Amadez, inside Zalam Lalav. The Gemara brings an interesting story. There was a Roya, a shepherd, that started out with list of Mizuyim. Ganavim. List of Mizuyim. Ganavim. He started out with them. So list of Mizuyim came, and they stole from the pasture. They stole. They stole some animals. The halachas, the Gemara says, the shep is mechuyav to pay. Even though a raya is a shem esacha, he's part on the gneva of aveda of a listim, but there he's chayav, because since it's like he brought him to come take away the animals, he caused it. So it's not only grama, it's gami, and you're chayav. So Zaka Bamrich, then he's seen from that Gemara, here also, when he goes first, he brought the police here. And since the police came in his gala that the extra people are driving, the extra passengers that are shloi kedin, so Mela, the ones who are in the taxi, are put to the pay. And the driver is mechuyav to pay the knas. However, still, the mishpacha b'dei shemayim is probably chayiv. Why? Because he convinced the driver to take them. And it's like it says in Gemara Babasya, Chabez Amahal, the more beings, Kamen Maises, that person, it causes someone else to get a punishment because of you. B'dei Shemayim Yechayev. And same thing, Gemara Shabbos. In Kuf Mem Tes, the Gemara says, Kol mi shechaver nene shal yodoy, em achnisu moysa mechitza shal kosh bocho. And same thing speaks out the Ksais. Ksais Achoshen, and similar on the base, and the Sifkot Nahal says, even when Gromah is part of the sin, Gromah is a chayev B'dei Shemayim. So he says the Chiddush, even a case of Gromah, it's part of the day Shemayim, so there's Vaday Einish, Im Eifim, which is going to Grim. As long as you cause something to happen, then you're Mechuyev to pay. So, can the same Isa happen? Someone was driving, borrowed a car from his friend, and one of the headlights were broken. Now, normally, the police doesn't stop you for a broken headlight, but once they stop you for something else, then you have to pay for the headlights also. So, but usually don't stop for the headlights itself. So the one who borrowed the car was speeding. And the police called, stopped him, and he gave him a ticket on the speeding. Then the police usually just checks around the car, see if you have everything's okay. And he noticed that one of the headlights are broken. So he gave him a knas for a broken headlight. He gave him a ticket for that also. So Shaila is, who's chayav to pay for that? So they pass in, The din is that the one who bought the car, he's mechayev to pay for the headlight also. Because if he wants the gun first, the police want to stop them. However, that's only if the Biden told him, listen, it's only talking, the police can speak out, that's only if the person who bought the car knew there was a broken headlight. He knew it was a broken headlight, he still wanted the car, he knew it's a violation. He knew it's a violation. But let's say he didn't even know, he lent him a car, he didn't tell him there's a broken headlight. That's such a Kim Mechayev, the person who's the driver of the car, he came behind them. So it's talking about Ivan, where the person who drove the car, who bought the car, knew there was a broken headlight, and he was speeding, then he's going to pay the headlight also. But let's say the person forgot to put a stick in a car. Let's say every year you have to put on stickers in the car. You know, by the window, you put a stick on the car. So the question is, do you put a stick on a car? If you forgot to put a stick on a car, and they please stop you're speeding, and you stop that, it seems in such a case, the driver, the shayel of the car doesn't have to pay. Why? Because that, even they give you a ticket, even when the car is parked. Sometimes your car is parked, they give you a ticket, it has nothing to do with the driving. So in such a case, most probably, he would be part of them. Another, came the same Isa. In Yerushalayim, there's a law. There's a law in America also, but there they enforce it. If someone goes into a car, every passenger in the car has to have a seatbelt. I think in America it's only the front seat, no?
It's changing now,
but so now the front seat. But that's so, every passenger in a car must wear a seatbelt. So a person was driving his car, and he sees a yid walking, they're going to learn the same kayo, so he wants to pick him up. He comes into his car, he warns him, you gotta put on a seatbelt. Because then I'll get a ticket. However, the person came to the car, decided he's not putting on a seatbelt. And what happened in the middle of the road, while he's going to the kayo, please, he wasn't even speeding. In this case, he wasn't speeding even. And police stops him, and gave him a knas of 500 shekel. And each one's taina, the other one's chayev. The one who's driving says, I had a seatbelt. He didn't have a seatbelt. He's the one who's chayev to pay. And the one who got the ticket, and the one who drove, who, the passenger, who didn't put on the seatbelt says, they didn't give me the ticket, they gave you the ticket. So I'm not chayev to pay. So what's the din then? So they decided it had to be they were both going to Shir from Yashiv. So they decided the last of Yashiv after the Shir. So after the Shir, Yashiv Paskim, the one who's driving, he's Achroi. He's the driver. He's Achroi to see that everyone wears a seatbelt. Now he shouldn't drive. He should have stayed in one place until the person insists on puts on a seatbelt. And since he didn't, then he's chayav to pay. So we actually told him a story. I had the same shayla. Yeah? Yes, I had the same shayla recently. It came the same shayla. And as you saw, the elevators are very small. And the elevators, they only have to take 4 people on the elevator. So 4 people go on the elevator. One guy comes running. 5th person, he wants to go on the elevator. So they told him, he can't come in now. There are only 4. He wants to be the 5th one. Because if it breaks down, we're going to require him to pay. It says he's not allowed to. He insisted he's on the elevator. He's in a rush. He wants to go on the elevator. So, like it happened, they get on the elevator, the elevator breaks. Broke. Now who's going to pay? The fifth person says, what do you mean? If you 4 were to be on the elevator, nothing would happen. So each one of us pay 20%. You should buy up equally to pay for the damages. The other 4 taina, that's what the 5th guy should pay. Because of him, it broke. If it had been 4, it wouldn't happen. And it against the rules. So They came here to Yasha. Yasha said, I told them, you know who's chayev? The one who pressed the button. The one who pressed the elevator. The one who pressed the button, he's the one that's chayev. Because he should not have pressed the button and the elevator go up or down, whatever it is, without insisting that the fifth guy goes out. Because he's the one, sit like he's the one, that's, he's the one that's chayev.
When you really push...
What?
When you push the button, you can go down. And let's say somebody in the floor below you, it's a stops the elevator. So right now, it stops at that floor.
Yeah.
You go from the third floor to the first floor.
Yeah.
It intercepted at floor two.
Yeah.
So as soon as the door automatically closes, it automatically goes, and no one has to necessarily have to push a button. What would be the case in that?
What do you mean? It was pushed already originally.
It was pushed
already. As long as it pushed
already. The person who pushed it on right. Floor three,
right. Yes.
There's
five people on it, no?
No. No.
On four people three, in,
four. A person on a different floor entered the elevator later on after the elevator was legitimately.
Whoever pushed the button with the five people in there, he's the one.
Yeah, no, on four three, four people got in the elevator.
Yeah.
They pushed one, so they're going to go down.
Yeah.
On floor two, someone pushed the elevator, intercepted the elevator, yeah. So now it stopped at floor two.
Yeah.
The guy wanted to come in. And they said, no, it's their case. Yeah. And they said, we have...
Who pushed that button when there were five people on there?
No.
It happened automatically, man.
I don't know.
All right. Another interesting story. Another interesting story. A person... Yeah? A person went to a hotel. Now, certain hotels, I don't know if you ever saw it, in Europe they have it, in America they have it in fancy hotels. That's what I'm told, at least. So, that is the hotels that they have in a bar in every room. A bar, what it means, you have wine, schnapps, Pepsi, Coke. You have it there, so if you get what? You ever seen hotels, right? It's called a mini bar, right? A mini bar. They have an animal mini bar. And what is it? They have wine there, they have schnapps there, they have soda, they have a lot of things, they have food there, whatever it is. Nope. So, and it's from there many different things. Never lied, so he went to the hotel and he rented a room. Come middle of the night, he gets very thirsty. So he takes out a drink from the bar. There's a bottle of Coke. It's thirsty, 2 o'clock in the morning. He takes out a cold drink and he drinks the bottle. Usually the price in that bar is three times the amount it costs. Let's say if it costs a dollar in the store, or let's say it costs $2. You buy the machine, it costs $2, or the store $2. You pay charge $6. $6 for a bottle. No. Wakes up in the morning, he decides, I'm going to pay $6 for a bottle of Coke in the middle of the night. He goes to the store next door, to the hotel, buys himself the same bottle, type of bottle, 12 ounces, or 16 ounces, or whatever it is. He buys it, and he takes it and puts it back into the refrigerator, replaces that. So Shiloh, he gives it, puts it back there. Now the Shiloh is, says you still have to pay the $6 for taking this bottle of soda. He took one out of the refrigerator. Maybe, since it's 2 o'clock in the morning, no one's going to buy it then anyway. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. And he turned back the same bottle. So Mela, he paid back his credit to the hotel. So, they're not Kamina. So it's missing. It was missing for 6 hours. I replaced it. Exact bottle. Same amount, the same as a Coca-Cola. It was a diet, whatever it is, whatever he took out of him. He put it back the exact same type of bottle. Is he mechuyev to pay or not? So the pesach was, the thing is, he's mechuyev to pay. There's a choice to pay. Why? Because when you take a bottle out of this refrigerator, you, It was made for such purpose. That was the purpose it was made for. And the hotel doesn't want that people should replace it. They want money. That's a business. They have it there for business. So Mela Mechoyim to pay the $6. It doesn't help to put back another bowl. Another rabba, if he takes the bowl and he doesn't pay for it, even though he puts another bowl in its place, he's sitting on Gazan. Since they don't put down not to put back another bowl there. It's a service they want to make money from. Even though it says in Mechaba, in Chayshe Mishpat, in Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Sifal from Beis, the Mechaba says that someone steals something, you're allowed to say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. Here, I'm giving it back to you. It can say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. However, if you look at the Mechaba in Sif Beis, that's in Shin Samach Gimel Sifal, in Sif Beis it says, that's the Gzeilus Be'en. That's the exact same thing. So then, if it's still Be'en, you can say Reish Lachem Lecha. Even Chometz. If I steal Chometz and so on for Pesach, and I give it to him after Pesach, and I didn't sell the Chometz, so then you can say Reish Lachem Lecha. I, it's Asbana, too bad. But here, but only it's the same Mamish to Be'en. But if, let's say if it gets this afar, a Yavda, and it's not Be'en anymore, or in this case, he drank the bottle of soda, then he's mechuyev to pay the money then. You don't pay back the item? Huh?
It wasn't
Gizela,
he said
no Kishus.
Huh?
No, it's told me
stole.
What's Kishus? He took Kishus if he pays, not if he's not going to pay.
So
that's the whole Gemara
is it really a case of he's taking a service?
He's taking a service here. There's a service they have in every hotel room.
Yeah.
It's a service. And you're going to pay.
It's not so much the chesed per se. It's the service.
The service, right. They have there to put there because they want people out of the middle of the night or they're too lazy to go out of a room or they don't want to go to a restaurant to pick up themselves a bottle of vodka, whatever it is, a bottle of wine. So they have a service there. That's a service. That's to pay money. That's Zayla.
Are you allowed to take your own bottle of soda in that refrigerator, drink it during the night?
We put your own there?
Yeah.
To stick it in there?
Right. There's room.
I don't think they care.
Uh-huh.
It's on his other chassa.
They say no. We want you to use our.
If they put the sign there, you can't put in other things, then that's a problem. But if they don't put the sign there, if you can stick it in there somewhere, then it's okay. I don't see a problem. I don't think it's shot from Zayla.
It's not that they want you to use the emergency.
Most hotels that have this bar have refrigerators also.
Right.
They have refrigerators. Most hotels today, especially the ones, the classy ones, all have refrigerators in the rooms. I can't watch. Yeah.
And they put in all their Shabbos food in there. And they went to check out. They got a bill for like $150 for everything they took out.
Because it's probably on the computerized, probably.
They didn't take anything to get food. They didn't know.
Yeah.
So I said, listen, we didn't drink anything. We didn't head upstairs to see every single bottle there. They took everything out without food in there. So they gave him credit. They said, fine.
I've had that problem too.
Oh, interesting. He said a story happened. I guess when you take it out, it's computerized. It's some type of a sensor that shows you take it out, huh?
That's a problem on Shabbos because they just.
Then Mike, you got a problem with Shabbos then, because if it's,
no,
I'm saying when someone takes out on Shabbos, there's a problem. If there's a sensor there,
the maid when she cleans sees it's empty.
But they put stuff there on Shabbos, right? So there's no sensor to show you when you're taking it out.
No, the maid, when she cleans the room, she sees that the refrigerator is empty.
Huh?
The maid, when she sees that they have a checkoff list.
You sure it's not a sensor?
No, they have.
He said, according to him, there's a sensor because they would have seen all the food there.
I've been in hotels just to look inside to see if there's something kosher. To pick it up, I was charged and put it back down. It's crazy.
So the sensors, you mean? Yeah, sensors, yeah. Yeah. Amal used to be maids, but today, nowadays, it's all. Everything's computerized. Can the same thing speaks out as a Ramah in Simon Shindalat Sefei that if someone is Mazik, this is Ramah says, If someone's mazik chavish shel chaveyoy b'yom hashuk yachol rak lahazir chavish shel yayin acha rak im ein lo yayin acha limker shuk av yesh lo yayin acha limker shuk or tzorch litvoy de mea yayin. So this case mamish mamish our case that if someone takes b'yom hashuk, then the din is if only if the storekeeper doesn't have anything else you're allowed to give it back. But if it's yesh lo yayin acha limker b'shuk, then you have to pay the mayayin. And here, since his business aldas came, then the din is the baal, the ayach has to pay to the baal amorim the baal he took out. And b'chal is the first time we mention that someone's a cheder hamorah and it's a service. And it's a service, you mechuv to pay for the service because they make it easier for you to get to take things out. To use things. It's a service, and you have to pay for the service. Since we have about 7-8 minutes yet, the next case is too much barichas, so I'll mention a different halacha, but I think it'll take 7-8 minutes. It's always important, every year to have a tzavor. Everyone should write a will. Let's say a person doesn't write a will, then like this week's Pasha's Pinchas, the din is only the sons yashin. And if there's a b'chari, he gets pishnayim. The girls don't yashin at all. So, if someone doesn't write a tzavah, then it's also for the daughters to take Yerusha. It's also for them. Let's say a person left over, first he had 10 children, he left over $100,000, and he has 5 boys and 5 girls, then the din is, if he didn't write a tzavah, the girls don't get anything. That's talacha. And if the girls do take it, according to many paiskim, there's an issa gezel. Now today in America, there's especially probate courts. So probate courts, then the daughters have to sign off. There's a whole shaylah paiskim. Can the girls sign off? Listen, the whole shaylah paiskim, do they have the mechuv to sign off? They say, listen, you want me to sign probate? Give me my Yerusha. Can you tiny such as that? It's a big shaylah paiskim I don't go to right now. Now we don't have time for that. However, if a person writes a tzavor, and tzavor says he wants his daughters to yashin, and that's connected to the Torah. The Torah says only sons yashin and daughters don't yashin. So the question is, can you write a tzavor? Is it considered masa masha kosa by Torah or not? You're going connected to the Torah. It's a big machoikis ha-paiskim. Some many paiskim hold that you're not allowed to. You're going connected to the Torah. The Torah says only sons yashin, don't yashin. So you give a Torah to you. What do you do if you want your daughter to yashin? So she give him matana. Shachas kan mitzah, yishevai shtachas yizocha. You might do different eights what to do it. But just a regular tzavah, the din is according to many paiskim, there's an isik zayla. And there's an isik zayla then. If you take the money of Yerusha, the daughter take it, there are gaz on him. However, Rav Moshe has a tshuva, and also the Cheshir Eifed, one of the big paiskim from London, of Hadith Padra, it says the same thing like Rav Moshe, that says if someone writes a tzavah, is that then, even though I write choice will, I be, will bequest, what's the Russian use? I bequest.
I bequeath
that this amount of, this, choice Yerusha, is a din like, since it's a din machus adina, so mayas, I give me chayim. So according to Moshe, but Moshe, that's what he writes in the tshuva. That's in Avenezer, Chelagal, Simakuvdal, if I'm not mistaken. However, Moshe did say privately, the person wants his daughters to yashin, so what he should do is, this is actually what he tells people to do. This was me asks people to do. Let's say a person has 5 children. 3 boys and 2 girls. 3 boys and 2 girls. And the boy is a, and the boy is also a b'chor. And let's say, so what he should do is that, he wants to yashin a lot of, he wants to give Yerusha a lot of money. So what he should do is like this. He should, I'm just making up the amount of money. He writes in a tzavor, I want my son Reuven the Bechor to get $10,000. I want Shimon and Levi to get $5,000. The Bechor gets double and Poshut gets $5,000. And the daughters don't get any Yerusha. However, that's $20,000. All the rest of my money I want to give matana shoachas kainimisa. That's eitzi he used me eyes people to do. And now I'm giving, so contra Moshe, the Eitzah, Moedic Eitzah. The Eitzah did a Torah, Yusha, Torah says only Sons Yashin, B'chor Yashin, Sons Yadol and Yashin, so I'm doing that. And then all the rest of my money, so I just, I cover my bases. I took care of my, what the Torah says, but I'm allowed to give the rest of the money, if Torah's Yerusha, then such a case, then you Eitzah Chaladeus, and then you have, that's a, Yerusha Echap. And then you cover your base completely. But a person doesn't do that, at least he could say, if he doesn't write he wrote a tzavah, and connect what the Torah says, even though a person could say, Kimri, I held like Ramosha. Ramosha held the tzavah, has been like Kini Mechayim. So maybe a person, the family can't tie against if there was no, as long as you wrote a will, the worst thing is not to write a will. Because when you don't write a will, then you have to go according to the Dinei Torah, and according to the Torah, only sons Yashin, and daughters don't Yashin. Tikkun means nothing. Nothing.
And what about providing for the not
for the wife?
No, for the wife and for the daughters, unmarried daughters.
If it's not written down, there is halacha. The daughters aren't written. It's a different halacha. Let's say the daughters are still single. Right. Then, the children will get if the wife is still around. Right. As long as the wife doesn't remarry, then and she doesn't collect the ksuba. Then that money can't be touched until as long as she's alive. Because she might need that money. Right. Might not be in the nursing home, you don't know. Might need that money. Right. And also, to matter if the doors come first before the Yerusha. Right. So, that's a whole other thing. I just want to get the general idea. Everyone should have a tzavor. And the best thing to do, as I mentioned from Moshe, to cover your bases. Next week we'll have a shiur. We'll also have a shiur next week.